Hey everybody, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of 8-Bit Bits presented by the 8-Bit Geek. You can always follow our main podcast on Audio Boom, and we suggest it because it's pretty good. I am here to review Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. I saw it last night, and what can I say? It's a great film. I can't believe that Mission Impossible itself has been around for 19 years now. The original film coming out in 1996. So that's pretty insane that Tom Cruise is still at it. And he's like 50 fucking 8 or something, or 100? How old is he? I don't fucking know. He was born in 62. So, premise of the movie is Ethan and team take on the most impossible mission yet, eradicating the syndicate. So, action-packed, just pretty much from beginning to end. It's pretty nuts. Like, it never lets up. The main bad guy was pretty good. What was his name? I think it was Sean Harris played him. Played Solomon Lane. So, I never really noticed who he was, but he had a familiar face, and it's because I remember seeing him in Prometheus. So that's the only thing I remember him from. I haven't seen him before. Of course, you get Simon Pegg and Jeremy Renner, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, even right from the beginning, the plane scene, I think everybody's seen that in the trailer. Pretty awesome way to open a movie. And he just kind of shrugs as he goes out. Spoiler alert. As he goes out of the back of the plane. And, I mean, just a high-flying Mission Impossible. I would rank it up there with the original. I'd say that it's probably second on my list after the original. Just really great, and really crazy tech, too. You know, the fingerprints on the car, I really wish that would happen. That was cool. All the stunts, as you know, pretty much Tom Cruise does. And the bike scene was incredible. Now, there was a few parts in this that I definitely could tell that was CGI. First of all, the car flipping down and over, that was ridiculous. It looked like it. There's something about CGI and weight, and they don't work together very well. And the car looked like it was a tank as it flipped. Like it didn't, it looks like a car, but the physics of it, and it looked like it was so heavy while it was flipping. I mean, it didn't look natural. It didn't look real. It was pretty silly. And then while you're looking at the chase scene with the motorcycles, you could obviously see that all the cars and everything were CGI when they did an overhead shot. So, just nitpicking, about those things, but overall, great film, lots of fun, and the way they pulled off stuff at the end, like they did a bait and switch, right? So, in the middle of the movie, they had to get into this secret area and grab this this secret USB drive. Well, they baited you with showing Simon Pegg's character using a mask, one that's, 3D printed and, like in the previous films. Well, then he couldn't use it, so you kind of forget about it. And then it's a major plot point later on. And they do it in such a great way. Such a great way. I'm sure many people have seen this film by now. It's been out for 2 weeks. And it made $65 million. And so, sure as hell beat out Fantastic Four. But I would definitely rate this probably, I'd give it maybe an 8 out of 10. Yeah, I'll give it an 8 out of 10. It's pretty good. I mean, I can't mark it perfect because, the story definitely, it's not like a edge of your seat drama that you're sitting there wanting to watch over and over again or get into, and the characters, you're not invested that much. because I don't even remember the main villain's name. I had to look it up. You know, it's just a throwaway kind of guy, but at the same time, the action makes up for it. So, anyways, I definitely suggest you go see it. Really good stuff. And I guess that's all I got for it, because I don't remember. And I forgot to say that fucking Alec Baldwin was in this film, and he played the CIA, the head of the CIA, which, aka the asshole, plays a great asshole. Alec Baldwin, way to go. All right, so go see the movie. It was pretty good. Check out our other podcast if you like it. That'd be great, and we'll talk to you next time, or see you next. Well, you'll hear us next time. Forget it.